to you. For those who doesn't know me, my name is Bill Marie, and I recently joined this community. When I get nervous, my accent goes very strong, so if you don't understand me, feel free to make me repeat myself. So around 2 weeks, Robin called me and asked me to do this. And talking to her immediately, a story I think is worth sharing came to my mind. A few years back, around 2 years back, I keep complaining to my friends at church back home that I was looking to do missionary work, and it never came my way, like never happened. I had a bunch of friends going to South America, to Central America, to help the poor and the needy. And I was so much looking forward to it, and it never happened, so I start questioning God for something so simple. But I asked him, like, oh, dear God, I want to do this, just send it my way. A little time later, I was going through my last year in law school, and my friend, I was about to start a pro bono work that you do in last year of law school, and my friend sent me a text message saying this proverb is 31:8-9, and I'm going to read that for you now. It's, open your mouth for the dumb, for the rights of all who are left desolate. Open your mouth, judge righteously, maintain the rights of the poor and the needy. And that made me think so much at the time about what I was feeling and going through, and I thought, well, you have a chance here to serve and to help people. So I started working for the pro bono. My first case was a lady who wanted to get divorced because her husband abandoned her. He left the island, and he was nowhere to be found. And you might think, how can that be a situation that you compare to going to somewhere very poor and help the people? Well, I learned at that time that there's so many ways to help people. And when I met this lady, she was so humble, and she was so nervous and so stressed about going to court and being in front of that judge that I immediately, my heart went out to her, and I just promised her that I was gonna be there with her all the time, that I was going to hold her hand, and until everything was over, I would never left her side, and that I did. And it was a lesson to me that I will take with me for the rest of my life, and it's that you can help people everywhere. You don't have to go to a third world country, even though that's wonderful and it's beautiful. You can just reach out to people close to you and help them in many, many ways, just to calm them down, or just to make them feel secure, or just to listen to them. So with this experience, even though it's very simple, I learned that you just need to look around you and to see how can you help people everywhere. And second, that God always answers your prayers. You just need to wait, to be patient, and that answer might not be what you're looking for, but it's gonna be the right answer. Thank you.